Hi, welcome to another episode of the Autism Everyday Podcast. We are your hosts, Swati
and Geeta.
Welcome back.
And guess where we are? Where are we recording this from?
Live from a penguin colony in Simonstown, Western Cape, South Africa.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been an amazing 4-5 days by now, right?
Brilliant.
In South Africa.
Yeah.
So, we are here for a conference, the IDPA conference, where we presented some of our work from our center in India. And I think more importantly, we learned so much at the conference.
Oh, it was beautiful because it was a very WHO-backed conference. Mm-hmm. So we actually got to learn how to use the Global Skills for Early Development.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful tool that every pediatrician can use when the child comes in for their immunizations, or we can use to flag up any delays. Not specifically autism, but any delays. And if, let's say, someone like us, if we were to run the tool and we, you know, suppose we suspect some delays, then it's very easy for us to peg those delays towards autism or non-autism. And if it's autism, then run, you know, the tools we have, such as the ADOS tool. So it's a wonderful, wonderful screening tool that everybody can use.
Yeah. And what was fascinating was there's so many facets of the tool that are kind of common to some of the other developmental or diagnostic tools that we use right now, right?
Yes.
I mean, I could see some criteria from the ABLES, some things from the ADOS.
I saw a lot from the ADOS. Yeah. It was lovely.
So can't wait to get back home and
use the tools. Yes, we're very excited.
Yes.
So while we're recording this podcast, I think, while we thought about this podcast, something that has been on our mind is a question that is often asked of us, one for which we don't always have a short answer, and that is, what progress has my child made?
Yeah. Since the last time we met, or since the last time...
Since he enrolled at your center, or since, you know, since whatever, the baseline varies, but start point to now, what is the progress that my child has made? It's a very loaded question.
Yeah.
And it's something that's often on top of a parent's mind, and sometimes it's on a therapist's mind as well.
Sure.
I think we think about it very often.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
we just don't have somebody to voice it to, but we think about it. But from the parent's point of view, it's the logical next step to intervention.
Mm.
So after the initial phase of anger comes denial, avoidance, a little bit of guilt, and tons of confusion. Families are sort of get ready to enter the phase of intervention, right? Mm. And this is, I'm saying post-diagnosis. You get a diagnosis and then there's all those 5 stages that you filter through. And then you enter the stage of intervention.
And that's not easy, right? Remember, there are so many things out there.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's a source of utter confusion that we see time and time again.
And then there is the talk of progress.
What is progress? Yeah. How do we define progress?
Yeah. So if we look at the dictionary meaning of progress. Mm-hmm. It's defined as moving towards an improved or desired state, or gathering essential knowledge.
Okay.
So I guess there are many contexts in which you would use the word progress. So how do we define progress for ourselves? Now that was a dictionary, but how do we define it for ourselves? To me, I think the one thing that always comes to mind is my weight.
Your weight. Okay.
So if I have lost some weight, then that may be progress.
Mm.
Or for me, it would be like if I made it to the gym 3 times this week, never mind the weight loss, but if I made it 3 times this week, wow, that's progress, considering I never managed to do that consistently ever, right?
Right.
My friend was talking about how he manages to leave work by 6 p.m. at least some days a week. You know, in the last 1 month, he used to leave closer to 8, and his family actually sees this as progress. Oh, there are a few days in a week when he's actually coming home early, and that's hopefully the beginning of a habit, and that's progress.
Yeah.
So if I managed to clean 2 shelves of my books something I've been avoiding for the longest time, then I would see that as progress.
And yeah, I mean,
I've been sitting on it for the longest time, by the way.
I relate to that.
And did you drive around ECR lately? I've seen, you know, we've had these rains.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy rains. And the roads have been like a mess. I see some workmen kind of patching up the road.
Mm.
Now that's progress, because we've been rattling down those roads for a while.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, and do you know that the lady who helps clean my house?
The one whose daughter just finished college.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I think it's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? First generation college degree holder. And her mother really struggled to put her through college. Now that family is going to see progress going forward, don't you think? If that girl gets a job and...
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a huge shift from baseline. So I would definitely see that as progress. Yeah.
So I don't know about you, Swati, but when I was younger, we used to get these progress reports.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I think quarterly exam, half yearly exam, annual exams.
Okay.
There was this booklet you got and you had to get it signed by your parent.
Scary stuff.
What it's called now, it used to be called progress reports earlier.
Right.
And we had to get it signed by the parent. Mm-hmm. And there are many legendary stories about forgeries that happened, because a lot of times those reports were not worth showing to a parent. Did you have that?
I did. I remember throwing it up in the loft and hoping no one would look at it.
And sometimes it didn't matter, because my father would always ask me, which grade are you in exactly? So there was no need for forgeries there. I mean, he's pretty absent-minded about just signing it off.
Yeah, so sometimes when a child has ASD, there may be some clarity at many levels on expectations and learning. For one, where is the child at right now in terms of his language comprehension? Is he vocal? Can he make sound approximations, if not fully pronounced words? Do the words have meaning, or are they phrases, let's say, from the latest episode of Peppa Pig, or even worse, Blippi?
Oh,
does he have
the accent?
Oh, the accented talk, exactly. Does he have an AAC, an alternate mode to communicate, and how aware is he of his surroundings?
Mm.
Is there a connection that he forges with people around him and with things that are going on in his immediate environment? Or is he what, let's say, a person would call lost in his own world?
Mm, a kind of disconnected, right?
A disconnected
Many
person.
Many parents feel like, I'm not able to connect to this child at all. Is his communication limited to very, very basic needs? Or is he able to say a lot more? Does he know his numbers, letters and colors? How much of his use of words is rote or just labeling items that he sees? When he recites numbers, is he just saying it, or does he really understand the concept? Is the child even aware that he needs to use the toilet? Does he have a means of indicating his need, or does he just use the toilet at home when he needs to relieve himself, and then the rest is up to the family to figure out?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure we've spoken about this before, but what is interpreted as independent functioning is often not. For example, if the parent must be present and watch the child eating a meal, or remind the child to move on to the next step while having a shower, then there is a lot more room for learning to become kind of independent, right? So if you really look at it, progress has different connotations, different contexts. And it's a completely legit question when a family asks you, what progress has my child made? Right? So, yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like progress has no one fixed operational definition.
Very hard, yeah.
Think of it as a word that has a very different meaning to every person and every child.
Mm.
So, think of a child who has no means to communicate, right? And then he learns his very first bunch of signs. That's progress.
Yeah.
If he's not started vocalizing, but he's, let's say, learning to exchange a PEX card. Or if he's learning to, let's say, sign for a cookie, that's progress.
Absolutely.
But if, yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah. You know, if you look at it, flip that a little bit and look at it as, you know, glass half full, where you think, okay, he's not started vocalizing yet. He's not made any meaningful exchange at all. Then
he's not talking.
He's not talking. He's been going to intervention and there is no speech.
Then the child has not made any meaningful change at all, right? From that parent's perspective. It's like going to the gym.
It's your favorite, I mean, analogy. Anything to do with the gym.
To work out and losing a tiny bit of fat for what seems an inordinate amount of time spent moving and working out, right? For some people like me, now that's progress.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the story of our lives?
It is.
The battle for change continues. But somewhere I think in all these years of, you know, this ambition to lose weight, I have come to understand that, hey, this is my body, this is who I am, and equally accept that I'm not one of those people who just kind of strolls 3 days a week while having a chat, cuts off sugar from coffee and tea, and then says, oh, I lost 5 kgs last month. Believe me, I hate them, but then I figure that I'm not one of them, and so be it.
Yeah. Then there are some kids who can, you know, be toilet trained with
just
very,
like
yeah, I was going to say very minimal effort. And then there are some others who, despite all the efforts that you put in, all the evidence-based inputs, the journey takes a whole lot longer. There are some children who develop spoken language once they start an AAC. There are some others who remain on the AAC for the longest time. And for some others who even, you know, navigating through that AAC becomes fairly challenging. It's not as smooth as, okay, pop the mand into the folder and they will just navigate and pick up what they require. Carrier phrases don't come easy. So everybody's journey is different.
And what about children who are vocal but, you know, choose to limit it to random things that they want to just say?
Yeah.
Very rarely use it for communication. So,
true.
Yeah, it takes all kinds. So that is the truth. That every one of us is who we are. Every child is who he or she is. They, I think, form their own norm.
That's significant.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And when we say progress, maybe we try to predict the future, isn't it? We are trying to, when we say we're going to work towards a specific goal, there is a mental time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a specific output that we are looking at. We're predicting that this will happen.
Right.
In order to define it as progress. But then the child is human. And yes, maybe there is a gap between what you want for the child, between his abilities, and what about his priorities?
Yeah.
Maybe. So I think it's important to look back while discussing progress.
I think we're often told to look forward and keep our eyes on the goal, as many pinches to worthy quotes say.
Yes, yes.
But I think unless you look back every now and then you won't know how far you've come or how far your child has come. So looking back at the baseline is as important as looking at the phase change line towards, you know, the next goal in intervention.
I completely agree.
So, you know, if a child has started using an AAC to communicate, but he's not vocal, that's still progress. Because from no AAC, he's gone to an AAC. And that's how you're going to look at it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, oh, he hasn't spoken.
Yeah.
But if you hyperfixate on vocals, then it's very hard to make progress, no?
Frustration, absolutely. If the child can now label a lot more items, numbers up to 1,000 and shades of colors, but is still pulling your hand towards what he wants. There has been learning, I'm not going to dispute that. But it's not in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to ease his communication challenges.
Mm.
This takes me back to the question I'm often asked by friends and family who I may be seeing, you know, as I meet somebody after a long time. Just the other day, a couple of friends came home. I'm seeing them after a year and a half.
Mm.
And the common question that everybody asks me is, hey, how's work going? And, you know, how many kids do you work with now? The center must have really grown. And there's almost like a sense of disappointment on the person's face when I say, yeah, we work with the same number of kids as before. And I almost feel like, you know, they're looking at me like, oh, this person has no ambition.
Mm.
No abilities, because I mean, she's stagnated at this point.
Yeah.
But then progress is not about numbers. It's not a, it's all about delivering quality services and growing up in terms of knowledge and skills. Aren't we learning all the time?
All the time.
So progress is not about how many more people I'm working with or how big has our center grown. If the child is seemingly disconnected with the surroundings, but is now willing to come running to you and seeing you a few times a day,
that's progress.
That's progress.
Yeah, I mean, what does progress mean to you? I think there are some key points to remember,
mm-hmm.
including acknowledging that progress is not linear.
Oh, very important. Yeah.
I think this is something that Maria Montessori stated at a lecture, and that's kind of gotten really famous, where she told the audience that progress is not linear. So I think embracing both the ups and the downs of genuine growth in ourselves and in children is something that we've got to live by.
Yeah, yeah.
Progress happens, at least from what we've seen with all the kids that we work with, in spurts.
Mm.
And it has a tendency to sometimes plateau.
Yeah.
Right? It's got its shares, highs and troughs. Mm. But it's not as simple as marking things off a checklist. While, yes, we do have our milestone tracker, we have our ABLES checklist, we've got our VB map. Those are great measures. But progress in itself is so much more than that. It's so much more than making sure the entire ABLES is colored,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a journey as opposed to a checkbox that, that just needs to be ticked.
Yes.
It's got to be measured. Data is your best friend. If you work with us, you know we love data. But the catch is that you don't fret and fume when you notice some data points are stagnant.
Yeah.
There's no growth. The growth curve has slowed down. It's always the bigger picture. You zoom out, you look at the canvas, the whole canvas versus the small speck.
So well said and so, so important, right? And then as a parent, I think an important, important point to ponder over is, where are you in this whole journey? Are you looking at that predicted goalpost and pulling the child fast towards that? If your goals and those of the service providers are not in sync, then maybe it's time for a reality check. If the goal is for the child to vocalize, then you're missing the communication opportunities now. And there is unhappiness all around. We've seen this so many times with families. Right?
Yeah.
But if you look back at the starting point, then wow, your child has made progress. He's come a long way.
Yeah.
From a child who'd pull your hand towards what he wanted or cry for something, if he's now able to use a sign or pecs for at least, you know, maybe two or three items, that's progress.
So remember to problem solve using evidence-based methods to find out the best possible path to proceed on, and most importantly, just keep going.
Mm.
I think the biggest sense, the biggest thing is a sort of a sense of belief in your service provider or the path that they chalk out for you, right?
Yeah.
And the path that you decide to embark on for your child. So once you've started that journey, a sense of belief is something that'll really take you a long way.
Long way. And I think everything you need, the child is human, you're human, your interventionist is a human.
Thankfully not AI engineered.
So that's something to think about the next time you ask your service provider for a progress report. Don't you think?
Fully agree.
Yeah. So with that, we'll leave you with these thoughts, and we're going back on our penguin watch.
Yes.
And
we will catch up with you next time.
Yeah.
With more evidence-based inputs and sometimes just a little bit of our own inputs.
Yes. Yes.
Until next time.
Stay safe.